ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। फ्रॉम 9th कैंटो 19th चैप्टर किंग ययाटी अचीव्स लिबरेशन टेक्स्ट 11 संबंध संबंध वृषण सोपी ह्या जया कूपलब्धया कालं बहुतिथं भद्रे कामैर्नाद्यापि तुष्यति। ट्रांसलेशन इन पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवान स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। Translation: My dear wife, when the he-goat had his testicles restored, he enjoyed the she-goat he had gotten from the well. But although he continued to enjoy for many, many years, even now he has not been fully satisfied. Purport: When one is bound by affection for one's wives, one is attached to sexual desires that are very difficult to overcome. Therefore, according to Vedic civilization, one must voluntarily leave his so-called home and go to the forest. Pancha shordhvam vanam vrajet. Human life is meant for such tapasya or austerity. By the austerity of voluntarily stopping sex life at home and going to the forest to engage in spiritual activities, in the association of devotees, one achieves the actual purpose of human life. Hare Krishna. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, the narration of Shukracharya Yayati Sarmishtha. So here Yayati is telling his wife, since past around 4-5 verses, after having begotten his youth from his son, and still having passed many, many years, he is coming to the understanding that in this material world, even after you enjoy for many, many years, unlimited number of years, there is no satisfaction in any field. One may enjoy sex life, wealth, food, or whatever it may be of so-called enjoyable things in the material world. Even after enjoying any amount, they are called as bad masters. The sense gratification is called as bad masters. Because even after serving them, we see serving them for many, many years, 10, 20, 30, and to serve them, we work hard. Few days, I was hearing class few days back. When I miss class, I download them and I hear them. So I exactly don't remember whose class. But he was mentioning, the man works so hard, whole day, to satisfy his own senses and his of his family members. Hard for 10 hours, 11 hours, 12 hours, 14 hours, or sometimes more than that a day. But still in the end, and we see it happening all around us. We go and ask any, sorry to say so, some facts may be coming out, but any elderly lady, and you ask, most of them will answer that my husband did not do enough for me. And if you go and ask their children, like we meet many college children, they say, my father did not do much for me. See, others, they did so much. It is case with everyone. Someone's father might have given 10,000 rupees. Someone's father might have given 10 lakh rupees. Or maybe more, or maybe less. But everyone feels that my father, the poor father, was working hard for 12, 15 hours a day for 25 years. And still the feeling is, not enough. Kuch kiya hi nahi hamare liye. So here, because there is no end to the satisfaction, the sense, material senses are designed in such a way. The mind is like we say in Bhagavad Gita, dukkhalayam ashashvatam. This material world is designed that it will be dukkhalayam ashashvat. Similarly, when the mind is made, the mind is designed in such a way that it will always be unsatisfied. It may be in any part of the world, with all the facilities, with everything. It may have, like everything may be there, but it will be unsatisfied. It's the design of the mind. So we can't change it. So here, Prabhupada mentions in the purport that in a family life there may be attraction of sexual desire, so one should give up. So we see this varnasram system in modern days being criticized, that this retirement, people should work hard. I know some persons who work hard till 80, 88, and he had one person under him who wanted to retire at 60. He said, why? Continue. Till energy is there, we should work. So he got inspired and he's now working. He's 70. His boss is 88 and his assistant is 70, and both are working very hard. So he says, we are healthy, we should go on working. Why we should give up work? So in this way, here we listen that in the varnashram system, it is said that man at the age of 50 should give up work. Actually, as Arjun wanted to give up fighting, and many people we meet in this world, they want to do the exactly wrong things at the wrong timings. Like we meet youngsters who are just 30, 35, and they say, Prabhuji, bahut ghanta lage. Sab chhod chhadne ki ichha ho rahi hai. So when they are not supposed to give up and they are supposed to work, even though it may be difficult, but as a part of varnashram, they are supposed to work and earn money, they have a desire to give up. And we meet some people who are 50 years of age. Prabhuji, abhi to chhod do. Abhi nahi, thoda time hai, baad mein. So when they are 50, they don't want to give up. Now this is material world. So similarly, we see in this material world, and we see what we can't change the laws of the God. Krishna is saying, Chatur Varnam Maya Sustam Guna Karma Vibhagasha. Krishna has made these four Varnas and four Ashramas, and the whole human society willingly or unwillingly will follow this. If it follows willingly, then it will be a proper scientific Varnashram. And it follows unwillingly, then it will be caste system or various grades of people which are there in the Western countries, or so many things will be appearing, which will be topsy-turvy Varnashram system. See what happens in the modern day. If a man doesn't give up his job or business or his family life and stays at home, man in a sense, man and woman, family, husband, wife, then it becomes so intolerable for the children. He starts thinking that why my father and mother, or even that new housewife who has come into the home, we called Bahu, she has come, and that wife and husband, they both start thinking, why our father and father-in-law are meddling into our matters? And so even it's better we voluntarily go out of the house rather than our children throwing us out. See, all these old age homes are coming up because people don't want to voluntarily give up. Even after 50, they want to keep on meddling into the business of their children. And it's their time to take charge. They have got married, they are responsible, they are earning. You may have money, you may have a house, but it's their time to take charge. And if you don't give up voluntarily, we see modern age, there may be some children who are good cultured and maybe allowing their parents to stay in the home, maybe serving them with love and devotion. But still, that hindrance is there in the mind. That why all the decisions they have to take? Or why all my decisions I have to go and refer to them? So better, now modern day, we may not be exactly suitable to go and stay in the forest as Varnashram system mentions, one prastha. But at least what we can voluntarily do, which every one of us can at the age of 50 or somewhere over here and there, plus or minus 2-4 years, is we actually give up the full control on our household affairs to the future generation. That is possible. See, in modern age also, a son and the son in or daughter-in-law won't much mind just presence of their parents. If they sit peacefully in the home and just worship deity and chant. They say, anyway, just we have to arrange for some food and basic clothing, that's okay. But all the conflict starts when the elderly people, they start meddling, interfering into every matter of the home. I don't think any child would find it very bad or difficult to just maintain the parents in the sense of some food, clothing, and they stay in the room. They stay in the home and then they chant and worship deity and read Bhagavatam to each other. That is Varnashram. That is one prastha we can see in the modern age. But because of this enjoying tendency dominating tendency which is there in this world, the people want to control. Similarly, at the time of sannyas, 75, we see, at the age of 50, the man and woman, they are still together. But when it becomes 75, we see even the woman gives of the man. Now she goes with her son. Now because she understands all my future financial needs are going to come from my son. So this is better we do voluntarily rather than we getting forced under this situation and then we getting frustrated, depressed. The Varnashram system is telling us a natural evolution of human consciousness. It's not something wrong. They are absorbed. At age of 50, if the parents doesn't give up the home, the children will feel difficult and there will be conflicts and they will, if they are so-called little bit gentlemen, they will allow them to stay in the home, but then they will criticize and neglect. Some may be more gentlemen and don't do it physically, but in the mind they will think. And some may be little more outspoken and send them to old age homes. Or some may keep them home till because the home is on their name. Something like that. All these complexities. So better give up. Better just engage after 50. Engage only in chanting, reading, serving. But it's so difficult to give up our control on that home. Which paint the wall should have. You are no 50. Why you want to worry? Let your son and daughter-in-law decide. Which type of bell we should have. Which type of ring, tring, tring, or something, ding, dong. Yeah. If we don't, this is a dominating tendency which the children, the new generations feels interference. So why you want to, it's our home and we want to take power and then why you want to interfere? So the interference goes on more and more and more. Then what most important interference happens sometimes on the grandson. You know, some grandson or granddaughter, what he should eat. What, the mother wants that he should do something else, but the grandmother wants something else. So she teaches in some another way, which is her time. And mother is a little modern, that's her time. Now our time is getting over, only few years are remaining. But still, that attachment to our home and managing it doesn't go. So Lord Krishna teaches us, if you don't give up voluntarily, you will be told to leave the house. And your sons may put you up in old age home. That is actually the best opportunity. People get frustrated or depressed when they are sent to old age home. But for devotees, it may be because ultimately your money is sent by the children. And they won't mind, as I said, if parents stay in the home just in one room, whole day just worshipping, chanting and worshipping deity and reading and going to temple. I don't think any child will object to that. That much basic courtesy all children have. So similarly, and after 75, let everything be over. Let me completely dedicate it to Krishna. Once, it's another part, not exactly, but one devotee was getting married at the age of around 25. So he asked Maharaj, Maharaj, this 50, 25, 50, 75, Varnashram is given. But in Kali Yuga, our lifespan is around 60 years of age. So can I take Vanprastha as 30? So Maharaj said, I would have allowed you if in the same principle you were married at 15. You should have got married at the age of 15 and then you could take Vanprastha at 30 and Sannyas at 45. So basically, in this world, we want to avoid just like a small child. See, there is actually not much difference between children and the grown-up people. Same ego, same flickering mind, same everything is there. Just like a small child, when he's told not to do something, he wants to do it. He will try and do everything to do it. And when he's told to do something, he'll try everything to not to do it. Similarly, when we are told, no, this is the age that you should work. You are 35, 40, 25, you should work. We don't want to work. And when it is age of 50, when you are told by scriptures, no, you give up work. Then you say, we want to work for a few more years. Let me increase some bank balance. Let me make some savings for my daughter or whatever it may be. So this is a mentality. The mentality of the mind is not to accept the authority. Similarly, our ego. I observe sometimes small babies, they run around, means who are just walking a year old or year and a half old. They run around here and there. They fall also many times while running, while walking. Actually, they don't get in. Their body is made in such a way that they fall so many times and they don't get injured much. But sometimes they cry or many times they cry. And if you observe, when they cry, when elderly people are present, when their ego is crushed that, oh, I have fell down in front of so many people. When same boy or girl, in the sense baby, falls amongst four or five of her age, of children of 1 year old, they don't cry. Because there is no ego hurting. It's of their same age, and then it's okay, all of us fall down sometimes, and then they get up and they keep playing. Another time when they cry, I just recently saw one small boy was running and he fell down. I was having a program and he fell down the back. I told the father, he won't get hurt. That's the part of their life until he falls from a very... While walking, it's okay. In the sense, that's their body made up of. Their body won't get hurt. But then what happened? He understood that he fell down there, nothing, no physical hurt. And all of us were sitting here. But he started, he did not cry for around 1 minute. And then he started crying. Because he understood, it's not insult to my ego that they are not laughing at me. But all of them are present and no one is giving me attention. So 1 minute he was waiting, is somebody giving me attention? When he saw that no one is getting me attention, then he started crying. So, ego is same, ego is there, same mind is there in the children. We sometimes say that children are innocent. And their body is not, their body is of different type to exhibit the ego in a different way. That's all. They exhibit the mind in a different way. Same thing, when we are told by scriptures to do something, we don't want to do. When the same thing happens. So this is Varnashram we see is very scientific. All the Vedic instructions are scientific. Whether we understand them or we don't understand them. Now we go ahead here. We will see, which I have been discussing in past few weeks in my classes at various places, is lust and love. As it is said in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Because here, Devyani, Sarmishtha and Yayati came together out of bodily attraction for each other, and that was never satisfied. And we see this classical case in Ramayana happening. In Chaitanya Charitamrita it is said, very clear difference is given. Krishna Indriya Priti Vancha Dhare Prem Naam Atma Indriya Priti Vancha Tara Boli Kaam. Very clear difference is there when we try to satisfy our own senses. Own senses means mind, everything, ego. That is called as lust. And when we want to satisfy Krishna's senses without considering our any satisfaction of our senses, it is called as love. And we see this demonic mentality where they think of their only own welfare. And we see this very nicely happening in the case of Shurpanakha and Ravan. Both are nice asuras from good asura family, Rakshas family. So what does Rakshas means? This demonic mentality means only thinking of my own sense gratification. I don't care what happens to another. I want to satisfy my own senses. So this happens when Shurpanakha proposes to Lord Ram. Lord Ram is there in Panchavati along with Lakshman and Sita. And they are doing their vanvas. At that time, Shurpanakha, by moving around, you can say by Lord's will or providence, she comes near by Panchavati and looks at Ram. And she is completely attracted by the physical beauty of Lord Ram. She says, I want to enjoy with this man. And she knows I am from Asur family, Rakshas family. And in my family, the definition of beauty is different. In human family, the definition of beauty is different. Like we see, in India, the beauty is called little different, in Africa different, in Europe different, in China different. There are different physical features and all have, in another species, like say in donkey, there will be different definition of beauty. In cockroach, it may be different definition. So this Rakshas family, she understood. For them, it is described in Ramayana, how was Shurpanakha looking? They said that her stomach was like a big drum. And that was supposed to be very beautiful in Rakshas family. And then, we laugh because we are human beings. But Rakshas has the thing, yeah, that is something good. You know, it should be like that. And then, eyes were like charcoals, two burning charcoals. And that's good. In the sense, that's what a physical body should be. And then, her teeth were like some caves or caverns, something like that. And her hairs were copper red. Red molten copper. So all this description of Shurpanakha's beauty is given. But she understood that Ram is in the form of human. And I should, Rakshas, sometimes people today accuse that some, these Brahmanas gave these people Rakshasa's name because they're from this family or something. But no. Who is Rakshas? One of the qualities of Rakshas is given here is they can change their form at will. So I don't think anyone of on the earth, they are present no more. Who can change their form at will? They are Rakshas. They also have that Rakshas mentality, but by birth, like Vibhishan could do it. But he was not of Rakshas mentality. So Shurpanakha, she thought, if I want to propose to Lord Ram, I have to take a beauty of human lady. And she is so much infatuated with desires to enjoy with Lord Ram, she decides that I will take a beautiful human lady form and approach Lord Ram. But in the infatuation and madness to enjoy Lord Ram, she forgets to take the form. She thinks that I have assumed the form of a human lady, but she goes as it is in front of Lord Ram. And she starts saying, you are so beautiful and I am so beautiful. We are a good match for each other. Because she is thinking, I assume the form of a human lady beauty. But although she has not. And then Lord Ram also understands that she has completely become mad with lust. So after her proposal, she asked Lord Ram, who are you? From where you are coming? You are in forest, but you like very powerful kshatriyas. And Lord Ram answers. And then Lord Ram asks her, from where such a beautiful lady you are moving around in this forest? What is your purpose? Are you married or still not married? So then she starts answering, I am from such a respectable family of Ravan. If you have heard about him, my elder brother is Ravan. He can make others cry. That is his specialty. And my second brother is Kumbhakaran. He can sleep for 6 months. That is his specialty. And my third brother, he is a bad sheep in our family. He is Vibhishan. Although born of our family, he doesn't have any of our qualities. He is very mismatched, wrong person. And I am such a powerful person. Actually, I am more powerful than Ravan and Kumbhakaran. And I roam, she says like that. And I roam around this forest without any fear and obstruction. And I eat and drink anyone, anyhow, any condition. And that's my position. And I have two more brothers, Khar and Dushan and Trishir. They are staying nearby with some army, like guarding the Ravana's kingdom over here. And I propose. Then she starts describing human beauty of Sita from Rakshas' point of view. She says, why you are staying with this fragile, very weakly sibling? She has sunken stomach like a lake. And then her eyes have gone deep in like a pit in the earth. And she's useless. There's no enjoyment in her. Why are you continuing to stay with her? You marry me and then we will roam around this whole Dandakaranya forest. We can enjoy anything, any type of food, fruit, meat, blood. And then there will be no opposition. So Ram says, good proposal. What you propose seems good, but there's some small problem. You see, I already have one wife, Sita. And if you marry me, you will be the second wife. And you are the top. You are the Miss Universe in Rakshas family. And how can you accept to be the second wife? You always have to be the first. You can't become second to Sita. She is my first queen. So what I propose to you is my brother Lakshman is there. And he is not with a wife. And I think he is desiring a wife. And he is equally beautiful to me. He is having all the qualities. In fact, he has some more qualities than me, which are unique. So why don't you marry him? Shurpana looks at Lakshmana and says, yeah, good proposal. I want to satisfy my senses from both. So her devotion was not fixed. Her devotion was to satisfy her senses. And she has become so mad that I want to satisfy my senses right now. Ram or Lakshman, anyone. No fixed devotion. So she says, good proposal. Lakshman is also good opportunity. So she goes to Lakshman and proposes, oh, you are alone. Why you are remaining alone? I am there with you. I think Providence has sent me here to be with you. Lakshman says, very nice proposal. But there's some small problem over here. See, I have taken a vow of being the servant of Lord Ram. And if you marry me, you will become my first queen. Agreed. But you will be a first queen of a servant. Das. So that means you will be Dasi. You will be the Dasi of Ram and Sita. Are you ready to become Dasi of Sita? Can you tolerate that? He says, yeah. He says, it's better to be the second wife of the best person than to be the first wife of a servant. See, Lakshmana says, that seems good. The right logic. So Lakshmana says, go to Ram again. You agree to become the second wife. And when you marry Ram, or when Ram marries you, your beauty will enchant him so much that he'll give up Sita anyway and you will become the first queen. So right now you marry him. Lakshmana thinks that's good. That's right proposal. Let me go to Lord Ram. Rather than becoming the first wife of servant, it's better to become second wife of the best person. So she goes again, and then few times it happens like that. And she understood that they are having in a joke mood. So she says, the source of all these problems is this Sita. I'll right away go and kill. So we see this lust, which will be never satisfied, as mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, that is like a burning fire, it is never satisfied, makes you mad. Surpanaka has no fixed devotion to Ram or Lakshmana or anyone. She says, any person is okay. I want to satisfy my senses. And same thing with Ravan, her elder brother, same family. So what happens when Shurpanaka's nose and ears are cut? She first goes crying to Kharadushan and Trishir, who are nearby, and challenging them, what type of brothers and heroes you have no power, see what has happened to me. So to tell the story in short, Khar thought, so one human being, who cares? So he just sends 18 of his soldiers, you go and take care. And tell Shurpanaka, don't cry. Your time to cry is over. He says, what do you want? Why are you crying? See, her love for Ram. First, it was not fixed. Then to Lakshman. And now the same person, what she her desire is, I want to drink the blood of Ram and Lakshman. And then I will be satisfied. And Sita. This is lust. On the other hand, we see the Vrindavan gopis. Or Vrajvasis for all. Nanda Maharaj and everyone. They are ready to wait for hundreds of years for Krishna to return with full enthusiasm and patience. And here we see one of Shurpanaka's desire is not satisfied. Then she is immediately, within few minutes, she is ready to, her desire is to now drink the blood of Lord Ram and Lakshman, because her desire is not satisfied. So Khara says, don't worry, your desire will be fulfilled. My 18 Rakshas are going. They will kill Ram in, short work of Ram in few minutes and it will be over. And they come and Lord Ram with the first arrow kills all the 18 soldiers, 18 Rakshasas. Shurpanaka again goes back running to Khar. Khar says, why you are crying still? Are your lunch is already ready over there. See, my 18 soldiers have gone and by this time they must have killed Ram. You go and eat him. Why you are crying here? I have done the solution which you require. Then she has to report, no. Opposite has happened. 18 have been killed. So Khar thinks this is very serious. And with all the 14,000 soldiers, his whole army, he comes. And Ram alone kills all of them in 1 hour. But still, by the time all were about to be killed, maybe just as Lord Ram's arrows were going and each one was falling off, one Rakshasa called Akampana, he thought, if I remain here with Khar Dushan, then I'll fall off. Better I run away. And he ran. He ran back to Lanka before Shurpanaka reached. Because Shurpanaka had some hope that maybe all soldiers will be getting killed, but Khar and Dushan might kill Ram. So she waited. But when the army was getting only killed, Akampana could see that not only the army will be killed, even in the near future, within few minutes, Khar, Dushan and Trishir all will be killed. So he ran to Lanka and told Ravan, what you are doing here? Your whole camp, the military base at Janasthan has been completely ruined by just one human being in a matter of 1 hour. So although when Akampana left the war field, Khar, Dushan were not killed. But he reports to Ravan that all of them have been killed. And he just tells that and he says, Ravan, you have to do something. So Ravan, but he says, Ravan, you can't kill Lord Ram. I have seen the power of Lord Ram. you can't do any harm to him. If you fight straight with him, if you want to kill him, you have to take away his wife. Then in fact, you can kill him very easily. So then Ravan goes to Marich in his place and says that you have to come with me. Marich also was a Rakshas, but he had good lessons at one time from Ram. Actually, when Ram entered Dandakaranya forest, Marich and two other Rakshasas, three of them would take the form of big, big deers with long horns. And they would go and with their horns kill all the Brahmanas and sages and eat their meat and flesh. So once this three deer party looked at Ram, thinking we'll similarly kill them, Ram, Lakshman and Sita, and eat them. And they started running towards Lord Ram, Lakshman and Sita. And Ram took one arrow and killed the two deers. He took one, killed one. He took second, killed second one. And he put the third arrow to kill Marich. And Marich understood, two of my partners have gone. He was still running forward. He thought that I will kill Ram. But he understood, two of my partners have gone. Third arrow is fitted on the bow. It has been stretched. And now it's time. But he also knew Lord Ram won't kill a person who is aggrieved with fear and running away from the battle. So before the arrow was shot, Marich turned around and started running away. But Lord Ram's rule was, I have fitted arrow on the bow, I cannot take it back again. That's again Kshatriya's principle. I have to shoot it. So he shot the arrow at the Marich but did not kill him. He threw Marich 800 miles into ocean in an island, and Marich was so afraid of Lord Ram since that time. He was just doing tapasya. And he told Ravan, now I'm so afraid, my heart is full of fear of Lord Ram. If anyone comes here and speaks any word with a vowel ra in that, I become fearful. If you say rana, if you say anything with word ra, I become fearful that Ram is coming. He says, Ravan, you can't kill Ram that way. Better forget it. He says, Dushan, you are already killed. Why you want to go on the same path? Where Khara and Dushan less powerful? They are not much less powerful than you. Almost same, your brothers. They have already been killed. If you fight, you will be killed. Why? Anyway, Khara and Dushan has been killed. Why want to take? Gaya to gaya, chod do. You enjoy. You are alive. If you go to attack Ram, you will be killed. Better you enjoy luck. Enjoy your life. You have your queens, Mandodari, hundreds of queens are there. All are beautiful princes. Enjoy. And Ravan thinks, yeah, that's good. My brothers have been killed. But why I should risk my own life just for the sake of... I cannot do anything to my brothers. They cannot come to life again. Just for the sake of revenge, why I should endanger my life? And Ravan thinks, I am happy. Let me live. So he goes back to Lanka. Then when Khara Dushan are killed, then Shurpanakha comes running. He said, Ravan, what is this? You are powerful and this and that. See what has happened to me. My blood has dried now. By this time, her blood was dried because already some hours have been passed. Ravan says, what happened? And he says, this Khara Dushan have been killed. This Ram is so powerful. Your whole army in Dandakaranya, your whole kingdom in Dandakaranya has been ejected, uprooted. Do something. Ravan did not take much interest because Marich has told him, don't go into the matters of Ram. He's too powerful. You enjoy your life. So Ravan says, okay, we'll do something. Then Shurpanakha understands Rakshasa mentality. She says, if I just complain like this, Ravan won't do anything. Then she understands what way Ravan can be instigated. She says, oh Ravan, I am your loving sister. I actually went there on your purpose. I saw the Sita. Then she starts describing the beauty of Sita. She says, Ram, a mere human being, a forest dweller, he has such a beautiful wife. Sita is so beautiful. She is much, much, much more beautiful than your Mandodari. And I went there just to get Sita for you. Shurpanakha tells Ravan, I went there just to get Sita for you. That was my purpose. And see what has happened. Ram and Lakshman has cut my nose and throat, nose and ears for you. And purposefully to instigate Ravan, Shurpanakha describes Sita very thoroughly. And then Ravan thinks, oh yes, I should try again. And again he comes to Marij. Marij again says, gives some good instructions. Why? Yes, Sita may be beautiful, but you have Mandodari and thousands of other queens. Enjoy with them. Don't try to play with fire. If I tell you, if you try to kidnap Sita or do anything with Ram, not only you, all your kingdom will be finished. All the Rakshas dynasty will be finished. But now, initially, Shurpanakha was mad with lust. Now she is mad with anger and revenge. And Ravan is mad with lust. So no good words fall on their ears. And then the story goes ahead. And we know the Ramayana. So we see this kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad, matsar, all these six vices are called enemies because they prevent you from understanding the reality. They can't make you see the reality in spite of the reality being in front of you. As Gautama Prabhu was mentioning a few days back, not only a few, 2 days back, I gave a very wonderful class. He was giving how thorough description of our beauty is only skin deep. About his medical profession. Dinanath Prabhu, our old friend, when we are new brahmacharis and coming together to temple, he says, there is a dead body and they opened it up. There is a group of two boys and two girls opening up the dead body and all ghastly things are visible. And then the boys and girls are laughing and giggling with the dead body in between them. Dead body is there, but they can't understand the reality because their vision is coddled, kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad, matsar, fear. Like Govind Prabhu, he made one point. He says, if you have anything of this one ripu, you can't go back to the spiritual world. Like Durvas Muni was so powerful and he became somewhat qualified, our Acharya's tale. How could Durvas Muni go to the Vaikunth to meet Vishnu? Because he got in contact with Sudarshan Chakra somewhere or another. The Sudarshan Chakra was behind him, that was his contact with spiritual power. And because of the touch of Sudarshan Chakra just being behind him, he could go to Vaikuntha. But he could not stay there because he was overpowered by fear. So he had to come back. Similarly, if up till we have any one of the vices, we cannot go back to the spiritual world. And in the present day, the whole world is turning, especially when we meet all of the preachers here must have this experience. Only a few days back, I told this whole narration. Since past 2-3 sessions, I have been discussing this in one college program about lust and love. Since 4 weeks. And one boy is attending program. Somehow that he came, and the first week he came, I spoke this topic. And since 4 weeks, he's attending very program, regularly sitting ahead and listening very intently. After 4 weeks, he came up to me. Some other he did not come up. Some other we were together walking. It happened that we were only two walking. We had one center, one base. So we are walking from one place to another. So he came. Prabhuji, I have one doubt or question. He says, I thought he is hearing very attentively. He must be having some serious doubt. He said, yes, what? He says, I am attracted to one girl for past 3 years. I don't understand whether it is lust or love. You please tell me whether it is lust or love. I said, what can I answer? But I said, anyway, that's okay. You at least start chanting Holy Name and then you will understand what it is. Your own. He says, but what has happened? You know, that girl also knows that I am attracted to her. And in fact, I had talked with her directly. But I talked with her when I was in the first year and now I'm in the third year. And she told me that I will observe you for 4 years and then I will decide. So what she will do? I said, how can I know what she will do after 4 years? He asking me, what she will do after 4 years? What will be her decision? I said, let her decision be anything. And I said, it's a very difficult situation. He said, yes, very difficult situation, Prabhuji. What can we do? Wait for 4 years for someone's decision. And after that also it's undecided. She may say, I want to wait for 2 more years. And then what will happen? But I cannot stay without her. And she's telling, he was telling all these things. I said, that's okay. You at least start chatting 2 rounds. Then everything will be taken care of. And anyway, Vedic culture allows Gruhastha Ashram. Don't worry. But you at least, but that's okay. Gruhastha Ashram is there. But what will that girl say after 2 more years? I said, Dad, I don't know. But I know what you can do is you can start chanting. If you want, you can get married as a guruhastha. But at least try to chant. Then anyway, the talk was, I said, okay, we'll meet next week. So this is the present day situation. People, they become so mad in the whole world that they forget what is their duty. They forget their studies. Then they commit suicide. They are like lost heroes. Especially in the case of boys also, so many shurpanakas come, enjoy with them, and then they go away, and the boys are lost. They are looking, oh, she left me, why she left me? So this is the material world. In Kali Yuga, the situation is going down every day, and we should be careful. In fact, as I was talking with Gaur Nataraj, who is taking a Krishna Yoga, he is telling it's very important for devotees to increase or make their spiritual chanting, kirtan, more and more pure and powerful. In the present day, he says, just like Prabhupada said, if you all believe, for some of his 14 or 18 disciples, he said, that if you all have full faith that Krishna is the Supreme Person, we can take over the world in 18 days. Something like that Prabhupada said once. So, similarly, all the devotees, he made a very good point, or he said, all the devotees have to try to how they can become more better, serious and spiritually empowered personalities, which is actually very difficult in the age of Kali. Then the preaching will be more effective and more proper. So I stop here. Please forgive me for not speaking exactly much relevant. Anyway, what I was told yesterday, actually it's an exchange. Baldepur was supposed to give class, but then he came and he says, please, you are not given in long time. And sometimes I also tell him to give, so sometimes Dadati Prati Gurunati has to be done. So anyway, Hare Krishna. It's late, so we don't have any questions. Publicly we can have privately afterwards. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Gaur Bhaktavrinda ki.